to marry, call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Mary and Robert with you for our showcase segment this hour. Before we get to American Airlines Senior Vice President Allison Taylor to check in on the airline these days, we need to share that this segment of the show is sponsored by AMA Waterways.
If river cruises interest you, you'll find none better than the experience provided by AMA Waterways. We think they're the best for river cruising in Europe, Asia, or Africa. This family-owned company believes in touching every aspect of your river cruise experience, and the level of service they provide is industry-leading and award-winning. They offer intimate, luxurious adventures that are affordable and unlike anything you'll find elsewhere.
Whether you spend time at the pool and their popular sun deck, or engage in small group cultural tours that are all designed to meet your interest, or even enjoy a leisurely bike tour through a city or a picturesque countryside, your AMA Waterways ship will feel like a home away from home. What we like is they don't nickel and dime you, and their all-inclusive cruises include larger cabins, wonderful meals with fine wines and beer, local tours filled with history, the arts, and many other amenities. Check them out at AMAWaterways.com or RudyMaxa.com. Under sponsors.
Allison Taylor is American Airlines Senior Vice President, where she is responsible for the airline's relationships with corporate and group customers, travel management companies, and travel agencies. Her responsibilities include managing more than 800 management and support staff employees, and prior to joining American about a year ago, she held a similar role with Starwood Hotels and Resorts right here in New York.
Allison, nice to have you on the show with Mary and me today. Welcome to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries.
Oh, thank you very much. It's just a delight to be on the show.
Well, we appreciate it. We've been looking forward to speaking with you. And as Mary just mentioned, I think it'll soon be a year since you joined American Airlines. And the airline world, it's kind of a new environment for you, having come from Starwood in the hotel industry. So I guess a good place to start would be, you know, how's your transition been? And what are some of the biggest differences that you've encountered, besides the obvious, like planes and hotel rooms?
Look, yes, it's been a really marvelous 8 months now with American Airlines. And, of course, I joined from 29 years with Starwood Hotels and Resorts, which I loved. And I lived with them and worked with them in, you know, seven different countries. So you can imagine it. It's quite a leap of faith to go from one industry to another. But I tell you what, in reflection, I think it's probably one of the best decisions I've ever made, because these are really good people. I'm loving, you know, it's not just about the fabulous product or being the largest airline in the world. It's about the fact that our sort of vision and mission led by Doug Parker is really visionary. I honestly never thought that after 29 years with one company that I could feel the same about another company so quickly. But actually, I feel just so loyal to American Airlines. They're good people, and they're just so internally honest, and, you know, everyone is just walking to the same vision, and I'm loving it. You know, I don't know if you know Doug Parker, our CEO.
Yeah, absolutely. We've met him at some industry events, and a very nice man indeed. And I have to ask you right now, you know, if you don't mind me asking, you know, I hear the accent. You know, last week we had the co-founder of a new RV company. It was called Juicy, and he was from New Zealand, but your accent is a little different. Is it Australian?
It is. You got it right. Well done. I'm an Aussie.
You're
right.
An Aussie. We did a broadcast down there last year. We took the show there, so that helped me, but it sounded that way. I knew you were. It wasn't British, so an Aussie.
No, we love Australia.
Love it.
Allison, let's build a little bit upon what Robert just asked you initially. Now that you're in a completely different sector, I say completely different. However, it's still hospitality. So can you give us a few details of your long history in the hotel industry and how you believe it is shaping how you lead your team today with the airline?
Yes, you know, the hotel industry, we had 4,500 salespeople globally. I was in a similar role with Starwood as SVP of global sales. And so it is very much a sales-driven culture in the hotel world. And I believe that that has been seen as a great sort of gift that I'm bringing in to American Airlines, and they're just so open to it. We have a large team here as well, over 1,000 people, and actually they've just been so generous that even in my first few months, I got permission to add another 136 salespeople. So you can see that they're really supporting our sales vision to make sure we connect with our customers globally. Because in the hotel world, we were naturally very global.
Sure.
Now, American Airlines, of course, will always have the dominance here in North America. But, you know, you're probably thinking, why an Australian to head up global sales at American? I think it was very much from my hotel background, having that global experience. And frankly, Mary, all the customers are the same. there is like a 95% correlation between the customers, corporate customers, tour operators, group operators that I dealt with Starwood,
right,
and who are our customers here or want to be our customers with American Airlines.
So would you say that you, well, you know what, before I get to the next question, let me just reintroduce to our audience who we're speaking with. If you're just tuning in, Robert and I are speaking with Allison Taylor, Senior Vice President at American Airlines. So would you say that maybe one of the things that you've really brought over to American or would like to bring over is a focus on, not that they're not, but a focus on the customer?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Our B2B customers through our top corporate accounts, our top tour operators or travel management companies, we want to make sure that we are external facing and the easiest company to do business with. And this is something that very much all the team have gotten behind this vision very quickly. And I also think they realize that international point of sale, which is growing rapidly, even for North American, of course, aviation companies, is just mission critical.
Right.
I spent 25 years living in Asia. I know the Indian, Chinese, Korean, Japanese markets extremely well, and was also, of course, traveling to Europe and Latin America often. So making sure we have the right structure globally to take advantage of, you know.
Well, I think that's very important for your position,
right,
and we live in a global world, a global economy today, so, I mean, clearly that's got to be an aid. You know, I'm curious right now, a lot of stuff going on in the airline industry is, you know, and I say that plural across, you know, all airlines, so we'll be specific to American. You know, give us an idea. Here we are in the middle of June. Give us an idea where, how 2017 is unfolding for American Airlines, and, you know, are you expecting this to be one of the busiest flying summers ever, if not the busiest?
Yes, we are. The growth has been exponential and we're having a great year. We want to make sure that we always look at, you know, our earnings on a long-term basis as well, not just month by month, but actually we are gaining traction and closing the gap with the top competitor, and we're very pleased and proud about that. And so our market share is showing really encouraging increases. So we are looking to beat our forecasts. And that's always a nice place to be in, isn't it, Robert?
Oh, well, listen, if you do, you're going to
yes,
be there a long
it
time.
Sure
you,
is.
Yeah. All the nice things you said about America, they'll be saying about you, so that's terrific.
All right, I just have a very quick personal question. Not too personal, don't worry. I was thinking about what we discussed earlier about Australia. I'm curious, as you were growing up, is that something that you always, did you always want to get into travel and tourism and hospitality, or did your career find you?
No, you're right, I did. I was very fortunate to be able to grow up overseas, and I also went to school in London for many years, and from that, and I had to live in hotels with my parents as we found a house in London, and that's where the love of hotels grew from, and frankly just travel and the travel industry. And so yes, from quite a young age, I was clear that I wanted to be in the travel industry. Not necessarily just the hotel industry, but travel.
Right.
And, you know, I've lived in Bali, Fiji, Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, Singapore, you know, then up in Connecticut and New York. I've been very fortunate.
Well, you clearly have. I mean, that's a very impressive resume, and I understand why you're in the position right now. And I love the enthusiasm. I mean, the passion is obvious, and that's important. We meet a lot of people in this business who are a little blasé, but you clearly are not. You know, I've got a question. We've got about a little over a minute left in the interview. One of the things that we hear about, we got an email last week from a listener. We talked about, I think, that she was in Colorado Springs. She was talking about the new basic economy fares that are out there, and this will go whether it's B2B or, you know, B2C. What's your position on the basic economy fares, and how is American, how are you looking to protect your regular flyers that are concerned about the perks, especially if they're elite flyers?
Yeah, look, it's a great question because basic economy is important for us, mainly for our many leisure travellers who may be just getting on and not need, just need to, you know, check their luggage if they have it. They don't need to have anything to roll onto the plane, etc. Basic economy is really for a certain segment, but on every single flight, we always have our main cabin and our normal economy offerings. And, of course, we've also just introduced premium economy, which is really just flying off the shelves. And premium economy, as you talk, for our top premium customers who are, might be those that are the road warriors for our
right.
customers, yeah. It gives them something to buy into that's not business class.
Yeah, right. Well, it gives them an in-between option. I mean, I definitely appreciate that. Unfortunately, Allison, we could go on for the next, you know, 10 minutes with you, but we don't have any more time. So we do appreciate your time. We look forward to having you back on the show, and you have a pleasant rest of the weekend, okay?
Oh, same to you. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you. Thanks, Allison.
All right, Allison Taylor, we're going to have to definitely stay in touch with her, Mary. Love the passion. Love the
absolutely.
Passion.
Absolutely. Be good to stay in touch with American Airlines. And
yeah, it is.
See what's going on.
Exactly right. All right, folks, hopefully you found that to be an interesting segment. And a reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're going to take a break to pay some bills, but we're coming right back with segment three. We're going to throw you out to Oklahoma City and Rudy. So we hope you stay right where you are. You're listening to Rudy Max's World with the Carries. Don't touch that channel.
Rudy Max's World with the Carries phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rudymaxa.com. We're back after these messages.